Time to talk money in the morning with Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial. Dave, good morning.
Good morning on this snowy morning, Paul.
Yeah, good day to invest in a snow shovel, huh? It's about that time. Hey, this is the time of year where you really need to start thinking about your taxes. I know that we're not done with this year yet. It's not time to file, but you got to start getting organized, don't you?
Yeah, it's this time of the year where we start kind of winding down and we start thinking about some year-end tax saving strategies. We start projecting what we need to do to save money on taxes for the following year for 2019. Yeah. Because 2018 is quickly evaporating.
It is indeed, and some new tax laws that could affect us, right?
Yeah, there was some new tax laws passed, and one of the major changes this year for 2018 and beyond is the standard deduction change. So, you know, a lot of times there's a talk, should I take the standard deduction, should I itemize my deductions? And that decision is becoming a lot easier for most folks because the standard deduction has increased in a major way. So, for most people, it's nearly doubled. So for last year, as an example, for the standard deduction for an individual was $6,350. This year, it's $12,000. So that's quite a jump. And for married couples, last year was $12,700, and this year it's $24,000. So I think what the Internal Revenue Service is trying to do is entice more people to take the standard deduction. I think they feel maybe some of the – if we're fudging the numbers a little bit, I think sometimes that happens in those itemized deductions. So
that
I think they
want
to – entice more people to take those standard deductions.
No doubt. Of course, there's IRAs, both traditional and Roth. And which one is going to do us better, the traditional IRA or the Roth IRA?
Well, it kind of depends on the personal situation, of course. You know, it's one of those things where you have to kind of evaluate your situation. The traditional IRA is a nice vehicle for people that want to put money away on a pre-tax basis and save money on taxes today. And the Roth IRA, there's no current tax, you know, savings to putting in. There's no real tax incentive to put money on a Roth IRA for today, immediate gratification purposes. But where the Roth IRA comes in handy is that you're going to withdraw those funds tax-free later. So one of the things that we think about this year is maybe converting over from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. So if we look at your income taxes and you sit down with your tax professional and you think that maybe this year you're going to be in a lower tax bracket than you are because of these new tax laws, mm-hmm. maybe this is a good year you think about converting over. And what I mean by converting over is you can actually take funds from your traditional IRA and convert them to Roth. Now, when you do that, there's going to be some tax ramifications. That income is going to be taxable to you. But if you think that in retirement, maybe you're going to be in the same bracket that you are now, or maybe even a lower bracket or a higher bracket, I should say, maybe that's a good chance for you to take a look at converting over some monies from your traditional to your Roth. But before you do that, you want to sit down with your tax person and make sure that that's a good idea for you and your specific situation. But I think that's a good idea this year, especially to think about converting over from traditional to Roth.
Yeah, all right. Something worth considering, especially as we wind down the year. Now, the ability to deduct state or local taxes, is that still there with the new tax laws?
Yeah, it's still there. You know, under previous laws, you're always were able to generally deduct your state and local taxes and your property taxes. Under the new law, though, that's capped at $10,000. So, again, that's one of those things that's maybe enticing people to take more standard deductions versus the itemized deductions, and that might impact your decision to, you know, to whether you're going to do the itemized or the standard, since there is now a cap.
All right, very good. Deductions for business owners, that's something that they need to consider, too, if they can qualify for a tax deduction, right?
Yeah, so if you're a business owner, if you have a sole proprietorship, a partnership, an LLC, an S-Corp, there's a new tax provision that might apply to you. 20% of your qualified business income may be deductible from your income. So, again, that's something you want to see is if that's right for you, if that works for you in the way that you file your income taxes. So work with your tax professional, see if that applies to you. But that's a new one, too.
And people always used to try to reduce their taxable income. Is that still something that applies as well?
Yeah, and as we talked about, the calendar year is quickly dissipating, so there's not a lot of time left. But there's still a few things you can do if there's some revenue that you could defer to next mm-hmm. year. So especially if you're a business owner and you're bidding a big job and maybe you're looking at your income going, whoa, I did really well in 2018. Maybe I can defer that revenue to next year. You know, we're only a couple months away from the new calendar year, so maybe that's a good time to do that. If we're looking to potentially draw some money out of an IRA, let's say that we're going to remodel our kitchen or purchase a new vehicle, that's one of those things where maybe we say if we can hold off a couple more months, we can push that income into the next calendar year. So if we take out money on January 2nd, 2019 versus, you know, November of 2018, it's not that different, but it ends up being a different tax return. So that's something that might make sense. If we're looking to sell investments, you know, if we had a lot of capital gains this year, the market's been a little bit turbulent, I guess, to say the least.
Yeah.
So if we've had some capital gains somewhere along the lines this year, maybe there's some things now we can sell at a loss to offset some of those gains. That's something we can always take a look at. And then between now and the end of the year, we could always push more money to our, you know, retirement plans, like our 401ks and those types of things, to try to reduce our taxable income as much as possible between now and the end of the year.
But again, these are decisions you don't want to make quickly and try and take on too much yourself. You got to involve your tax guy. You've got to involve your financial planner. Really, as many people on your money team as possible, right?
Yeah, I think that's a great term, money team. You know, I think most people have a tax person that they use, be it a CPA or a tax professional. I think you always want to make sure you're consulting them with any of the tax decisions that you're thinking about making. And I think involving your financial advisor is a great idea as well. So those people always have your best interest in mind. They want to help you make good decisions. And I think if you consult them about any of the things that we talked about, I think that's a great idea.
Well, and now's a good time to be talking about some of these things, because you don't want to show up at the office, in March or early April with that April 15th deadline looming and say, oh, I wish I had done things a little different, toward the end of last year.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's a little bit too late, right? When you're there in April getting your taxes done, you can't really go back too far into 2018 and say, right, well, if I would have done this or I would have done that. So I think it's absolutely something you want to think about doing now while we still have a little bit of time left in the calendar year to think about some strategies that you can do so that when you go to get those taxes done early next year, that the things look a little bit better on your return.
Well, for folks who don't have a financial planner, or maybe they have one but they're thinking about making a change, how do they get a hold of you?
You can kind of talk to my office. We're located right downtown Port Huron. Our phone number is 810-987-5370. You can get in touch with me through my Facebook page. You can go to the WPHM website. There's a link to my website on that page as well. So lots of different ways you can get in touch with us.
All right. Dave Betts from Ameriprise Financial in downtown Port Huron. Thanks again. We always appreciate your time. We'll see you again next Tuesday.
You too. All right, Paul. You have a great day.
All right. You too. It is 8:48 now here on WPHM.